They say when one door closes, another one opens. And I believe there is a quote somewhere that every setback is an opportunity. And the Hurricanes have had some personnel setbacks, but that doesn't mean you just, you know, go into the fetal position and that's it. Somebody else. Was it John Feinstein wrote a book about the Baltimore Ravens? It was Next Man Up. And that's what it's been like for the Carolina Hurricanes. And the latest Next Man Up is Mackenzie McEachern, and he joins us on the Adam Gold Show. First of all, welcome to the program. You and I have not spoken. How long did you pack for?
I packed for the long haul. I got a decent amount of my closet from Chicago here, so I think I got a couple of outfits that I can toss on throughout my stay here.
Oh, that's right, because of the fashion show at the beginning of games. You have to come correct. It's a pretty good locker room for that.
That's what I've noticed early on. There's a lot of good outfits out there, so I guess it looks like you got to dress to impress. What's the old saying? Look good, feel good, play good?
I think that is. Now, do you have a hat that can match Brent Burns?
That I do not think I can match, no. I mean, that I do not have in my closet.
So Mackenzie McEachern is joining us here. You were brought here, and I think, did you know that you were going to be utilized when you got here, or when you were called up, did you just assume that you were just going to watch?
My understanding after we found out we were eliminated in Chicago is that I'd be joining, I'd be going to Carolina to join the team, but I was just under the impression I'd be practicing and watching. But I think, as you said, things can happen quickly, and unfortunately, sometimes injuries pop up. So in my situation, I got there Thursday, and things started to change pretty quickly.
They certainly did. And they changed within the game when Jack Drury went down. And I know, Jack, you played with Jack this year. So that had to be, on many levels, conflicting, no?
Yeah, definitely. Jack started the season with us, went up for a bit, came back, and I became pretty good buddies with Jack. So obviously it's never great to see a friend or a teammate get injured, but I guess that unfortunately opened the door for myself to kind of maybe get a couple more shifts than anticipated.
I enjoyed your media availability after the game yesterday afternoon when you admitted to being nervous on the first shift and Antti Raanta saving you. Look, he played very well. But once you settled in, you looked pretty much at home playing with Aho and Jarvis. How did that feel?
Yeah, it felt good. Like you said, I was a little nervous. First playoff game with fans involved.
That's right.
It's an unbelievable arena, an unbelievable atmosphere. So it was a little intimidating to start. But, yeah, it felt good to play with those guys. I mean, it's pretty easy to play the game with when you're playing with two guys of that caliber. I mean, they're unbelievable. I just try and create space for them so they can make their skillful plays. And like I can't say enough about how good they are and how easy they make the game for myself.
I mean, Sebastian Aho called you an elite player after the game. And that pass, and is it fair to think that the assist was better than the goal? From my perspective, and I was just watching on my couch, but I thought the assist was better than the goal. And I like the goal. I'm not hating the goal, but it was a heck of a pass.
Thank you very much. I mean, that pass wouldn't look good if he doesn't have the ability to finish that. Like I said, he's a high-end player, so that assist doesn't happen if he doesn't one-touch it in the top left corner. So going back to what I said, I mean, he's an unbelievable player, and he finished off a great goal there.
There's also the there's a personal element of all of this. You know, you were around here in training camp, there's some familiarity with these guys. But he also has to trust you because he gives you the puck, you know, in that initial rush. So he has to trust you to make the right play. And maybe the right play might have been to shoot it. As it turns out, you passed it back. So there's an element of that with a guy like Aho and these other guys.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not going to lie. I was a little surprised he did give it to me. going back to what I said, a guy with that caliber, I thought he was gonna keep it. And we were going to go on a little two-on-one, but fortunately he gave it to me. And like you said, maybe the opportunity was to shoot, but I'm going on a two-on-one with one of the better players in the league. So I'm going to probably try and pass that one every time to him, because when the puck's on his stick, good things seem to happen every single time. So it was a pretty cool moment to connect with a player of that caliber.
Mackenzie McEachern is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. So what is the last, I can't even add up how many hours it's been. What was the last 4 days been like for you?
There's a little stress involved in there. Thursday, I was anticipating leaving Chicago. Had to rush, get my place packed up there. And I flew out, I think it was 8 a.m. I was under the impression that get to Carolina, check in my hotel, kind of put my feet up for a little bit, and I'd start skating with the rest of the Black Aces or call-ups.
Right.
And kind of just wait for the team to come back. But as soon as I boarded the plane, Patty Dwyer, one of the assistant coaches here in Chicago, like, when you land, you're going to drop your stuff off, get a car, and then hop right on the plane to New York. So as soon as I heard that, I was obviously really excited, but I think it kind of added to the stressfulness a little bit, that I had to kind of – I couldn't have any setbacks. If the plane got delayed, I think I might have missed the team plane. So everything kind of fell into place, got there in time, was able to get my rental car and pop over to the team airport and hop on the plane to go to New York.
Why did you need a rental car? You were just going right to New York.
True.
I mean, somebody could have just picked you up. Mackenzie McEachern is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. And then you draw into the lineup, and you said you hadn't played a playoff game in front of fans. You played in the bubble, which obviously nobody was there, so there's no way to really feel the magnitude of that. What's your anticipation? Because Chicago has had a pretty lively environment for AHL games. So, but what is your anticipation of what it's going to be like tomorrow night?
Well, obviously I hear a lot of great things about the fans here in Carolina. My only experience, like you said, is the preseason. I got a taste of it. I think I had, a home game, maybe even two during preseason. And even in those games, the fans were pretty loud, pretty rowdy. So I can't even imagine game five in the first round of the Stanley Cup Finals. So I'm going to leave my expectations open, but I know they're probably going to blow them away with the noise and the intensity.
Oh, it should be an absolute blast. The year like for you? You've got NHL experience. You've got experience. You actually had spent some time with the Wolves in the past, but what was your expectation of the year heading into this season? I know you had some injuries during the course of the year that limited you to a little bit less than half the season on the ice, but what were your expectations this year?
Coming off a pretty good year last year, we actually played Carolina's farm team in the American League playoffs finals. So just was feeling good. That was probably the most fun I've had playing hockey, so I obviously wanted to keep it going, but I wanted to sign with a good team that had obviously a good NHL club and a good American League team that's always competing. So after I weighed my options, Carolina seemed to be the best fit in terms of that. They're always competing on the NHL and AHL level. And then I just felt like it was the best fit for my game within that system. So ultimately I picked Carolina, and not many expectations going into camp, just to try to put my best foot forward and make a great impression. And I thought I did that in camp, but unfortunately, as soon as I got sent down, I dealt with one injury, came back, first game back, I dealt with another, and then as I was dealing with that injury, I came across another one as well. So it's just, I think, going back to another thing, I think when it rains, it pours in
right.
terms of injuries at the start of the year. So it was a tough time for sure, but we had a good group of guys, good coaches that kind of kept my spirits high and kind of kept me working hard. So when I did come back, I'd hit the ice of the ground running. So when I finally came back, our team was kind of trending in the right direction. I think I came back at the right time, and we had a lot of fun towards the end there. I think we were one of the better teams in the American League after January 15th. So it was a lot of fun playing hockey down the last 3 months or so. And then, I don't know, I guess everything just started happening for a reason, finished there. And then all of a sudden, like I said, I'm flying here and things are just changing. Things are happening. All of a sudden, I'm playing in the Stanley Cup playoffs with the Carolina Hurricanes.
Mackenzie McEachern is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. We're going to just keep you another minute or so, if that. So, critical play in the game. Actually happens after the horn sounds at the end of the first period and Matt Martin takes a run at you. How did you, especially if you're trying to, you know, have your teammates understand that you have their back, all that, how did you not retaliate right there when Matt Martin takes a run at you? I know he hit you, but how did you kind of keep your composure right there?
Well, everyone seems... From how long I've been around, the last couple of days, everyone seems to stress, play hard, finish your hits, but play whistle to whistle. So that was kind of the mantra moving forward. I mean, obviously you're not too happy about the hit, but that's just part of the game. That's part of sports. So I just had that in the back of my mind. As much as you want to react or answer the bell or whatever it may be, it's just, you can't do that because you could affect your team or whatever. You don't know what could happen there. So I soaked the hit and just kind of got up laughing a little bit. And fortunately we were able to capitalize, I think, the following period on that power play. So,
oh yeah,
I think just that's my game. It's playing hard whistle to whistle. And after the whistle, just kind of skate away and laugh it off.
So, yes, did you notice, you're in the heat of it, so maybe it's not noticeable, but it was to me, that the Islanders, after Natchez scores the power play goal at the start of the second period, that the Islanders kind of, those shenanigans, those post-whistle things pretty much stopped. Did you notice that on the ice?
Yeah, see, that's something I didn't really notice. I guess maybe from a spectator's, you kind of saw that, but I thought they continue to play hard. That's their game. And I mean, that's our game as well. It's two heavy teams, hard hitting teams. So I just thought the intensity kind of stayed throughout the game. So those are when the games are the most fun though. When the intensity is high, heavy hockey, playoff hockey.
Are you going to lobby for power play time now?
No. I know myself. I'm a 5-on-5 player. I'm on the forecheck. No lobbying for power play.
Okay. All right, Mackenzie McEachern, appreciate your time. We'll see you at the rink tomorrow. Good luck, and keep going. 2 points a game in the playoffs is okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
You got it. Mackenzie McEachern here on the Adam Gold Show. It has been a wild one, and look, I used this, the name of this player, different sport, throughout the podcast and throughout the post-game show yesterday. If you are a baseball fan, you might know the name Brian Doyle. Now, Brian Doyle only played 3 years in the majors. He was no good. I believe his career batting average in the regular season is under 200. That's bad. I mean, better than me, but compared to other big leaguers, bad.
Bad for pro.
Yeah. But in 1978, he hit .436 in the World Series. He was a last-minute replacement for Willie Randolph, who played second base for the Yankees. Brian Doyle had to play. And Brian Doyle, I mean, he didn't crush it. I think he had 7 hits in 16 at-bats. Only one of them was an extra base hit. He had a double. He only drove in 2 runs. But he kept getting hits. And every once in a while, somebody just kind of flashes like that. And I'm not suggesting that Mackenzie McEachern isn't a good player and that can't be an effective NHL player. He's got good size. He skates well. He had 30 points in 37 games in the American Hockey League. That's pretty doggone good. So, I don't know. Maybe this is the moment. He might have no points the rest of the playoffs. Zero. He might have 0 points the rest of the playoffs. But that was a hell of a game.
It was.
Really was.
I feel like we should be playing One Shining Moment under this right now.
And he's going to play. My guess is, I'm not the smartest guy in the world here, but I do know the head coach pretty well. And I think he's going to let McEachern at least start with Aho and Jarvis again tomorrow. And if Jack Drury can draw back into the lineup, then Jack will go where he was. And that's fine. And play with Paul Stastny and Jesse Puljujarvi on the fourth line. So that line will be Stastny, Drury, and Puljujarvi. But I think that's where you're going to see Mackenzie McEachern start. And I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
So, and look, again, he may get no more points, but it was a pretty good debut. If my memory serves, he's the second Hurricane to make his team debut in the postseason. Patrick Brown played whatever game it was, maybe game two in Boston, was the first time we saw Patrick Brown for the Hurricanes. And Brown is now he's on his third team. I think he's with Ottawa.
Yeah.
But he went to Vegas for a couple of years, and now he's in Ottawa. But, I mean, rugged physical player. Mackenzie McEachern might have just a little bit more high end. That would be cool. Plus good size, and he smiles a lot.
He does.
I like a guy that smiles.
When you're struggling with your mental health, the world can seem pretty heavy. Like no one understands what you're feeling, or you're not sure how to ask for help. But here's the real truth. You're never in this alone. 988 Lifeline's trained crisis counselors are available 24/7 to offer the help and support you need to make it through. No judgment, no stigma, just someone to listen. Text or call 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, day or night. 988. Hope has a new number.